are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And here we go, everybody, a special edition, a Friday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on a Friday morning, June 7th into Saturday, June 8th. Want to do a special edition of the podcast today to kind of recap 3-day mini camp, and also I think the alarms are starting to go off on this Damon Snacks Harrison holdout situation, and I want to get into that as well. Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Our show today brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com. Get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there, do that, get rewarded. You're listening to this Locked On Lions podcast, hopefully on the brand new Himalaya podcast app. Find and download Himalaya on the App Store or Google Play Store. Don't forget to follow Locked On Lions once you are there. Free, easy, super easy to use, has every single podcast you love or you are searching for. All right, so I do want to talk about Tease Tabor in a second. I do want to get into the Lions' latest wide receiver signing. But yesterday morning, Damon Snacks Harrison, at Snacks on Twitter, took to social media and decided to give everybody a lesson on his situation. Snacks Harrison has 2 years left on his contract. The big defensive tackle and nose tackle, arguably the best run stopper in the league, wants a new deal. He's got 2 years left. $6.7 million paid this year, $9 million paid next year. He is vastly underpaid, seemingly unhappy with his deal, or else he would have been at mandatory minicamp this week. But he was not there. So Snacks took to Twitter and social media, and I think there's a chance. I'm not telling you I have inside information. I'm not telling you that I know something or I have sources. But this is a guess and a feeling that I have. But Snacks Harrison might just be, based on posting on social media, roasting fans that are going after him on Twitter, Snacks Harrison might be setting himself up to get himself out of town. Maybe he doesn't want to be here. Because as I've said before here on Locked On Lions, the Detroit Lions have rid themselves of everybody who's been active on social media and kind of friendly. The Lions, this is the Patriot way here. They rid themselves of TJ Lang and Golden Tate and Eric Ebron and Glover Quinn and all these guys that were kind of fun and friendly and put themselves out there sometimes on social. That's not the Patriot way at all. Is Snacks Harrison doing a tweet storm to try to get his ass out of town? I don't think you can rule that out. At Snacks on Twitter yesterday starts off by saying, "Let me learn y'all something real quick, since it seems to be hard to understand. How does one get a third down sack? Don't worry, I'll help. A team has to be stopped short of the marker on either a run or pass attempt. Insert pass rushers, then boom." In all caps. He goes on. "What downs are high on percentage rundowns? Drum roll, please. First and second down. Gasp. No way." All caps. "Do you know what the first must?" All caps. "In every defensive game plan on every team." All caps. Another drum roll, please. All caps. "Stop the run. Clutches pearls. Gotta be kidding, right?" He keeps going. Lesson 3. "How can you get a sack on third down if there's no third down? Let me take this one. You can't. Give up 7 to 8 yards between first and second downs. Then guess who more than likely won't be getting on the field? Don't worry, I'll wait. Pass rushers." Again, I said, more than likely. Lesson 4. "What's the best chance to get a third down sack other than taking me off the field? Getting a team into obvious passing situations." All caps. "What are those? It's third and medium or third and longs. How do you do that? You stop them on first and second downs." Of course, those are the downs that Snacks Harrison mostly plays on. "Who's top two but not two, the last 5-7 years in tackles on first and second downs for a loss, no gain? Beats me too. Beats me. Did that tackles result in second and long and third and long? Good question." So he's just going crazy now, talking about himself. "Long story short, not. LOL, I'm usually a humble guy, but don't disrespect the one thing I'm good at and try to down and play me. If I was good at two things, I'd let y'all have one, but I'm not." Laughing hashtag. I create third and longs, hashtag, so be careful what you ask for. Good morning. So Snacks giving us sort of a history lesson on his situation and basically saying, you know, he deserves, you know, he's the one that creates third and longs. He's the one that, you know, is creating these great pass rushers, putting up big numbers because the third and longs are created by him. He then posted other, tweets. Number one, you don't love me. You love what I do and who I'm employed to while doing it. Number two, business is business. Number three, business is business. Number four, refer to 1 through 3. He's just going back and forth with fans on Twitter here, roasting a few of them, as he said. Then he said, have a great day, rest of the day. I'm done roasting. I'll be back soon. And he put the Obama dropping the mic gif on there. It's obvious it's Damon Snacks Harrison is underpaid. He's not wrong. And who creates a lot of these things, he's right. And if you go by Pro Football Focus, this is a guy that is the best, and he's right, one of the top two, if not the top three, run stoppers in the game. But there's something I think that's going on here. The Lions rid themselves of Eric Ebron. I think the Lions, deep down, had enough of his social media act and antics and games. I don't know if Snacks is trying to get himself out of town by doing this. He's a very fun guy. It's obvious that his playful back and forth with certain fans is fun for him. But this also might be a ploy to get out of here. I hope it's not. The Lions need to do something. He needs to be on the field when the season starts. Maybe he comes back for training camp in August and all's forgotten. I don't know. He was fined $88,000, just as Darius Slay was, for missing minicamp. But I'm putting a guess out there. We're going to not see Damon Snacks Harrison in late July if the Lions don't do something. And there are going to be some people that are going to say, you know what, grow up. Get off of Twitter. If you got an issue, put it out there to the Lions and be professional. Others will say, hey, it's his First Amendment right. He's on social media. This is the way it goes these days. Players have the ability to defend themselves and to let people know what's going on. And Snacks felt like a little bit of a tweet storm yesterday was appropriate to let people know, look, this is what's going on. I create all these third and longs. All these pass rushers are getting paid all this money. Who's the guy doing the dirty work on first and second downs, on running downs? I am. So he's ticked off. And he doesn't feel like he's, you know, getting paid what he should. One guy, Elvin Ryan, wrote him and said, your mindset is what's wrong with the world now, man. You signed a contract. Now honor it. Be a man of your word. Bigger paydays will come. Remain humble. Remember, you were once stocking shelves in our home state. Don't let this get to your head now. And Snacks responded to this Elvin Ryan guy by saying, so I should now settle with what I've earned, all caps, because I know what it's like to have nothing. Nah, homie, you eat what you kill, and I've been setting the table for years. You can be stagnant, but I'm progressing no matter where I am or what I'm doing. So he's basically saying, I'm not settling for this contract that, yes, I signed, and I want more, and I'm going to fight for it. And again, he missed mini camp in June. Question now will be, will he show up for training camp? Will this turn out to be a long-term situation? What do I think the Detroit Lions are going to do? I don't think the Lions are going to do anything. Bob Quinn and the Lions go by what the Patriots do. The Patriot way is not to be messing with contracts or throwing money at guys in the middle of their deals. That's not what the Patriots usually do. What do the Patriots usually do? They let guys like this walk. Now, the Lions aren't going to let Snacks Harrison walk. He's got 2 years left. But is he forcing their hand? Is he trying to tick them off with this? I don't know. I think there's a chance. Like I said, look at the guys that the Lions have discarded over the last few years under Bob Quinn. All guys that have been social media guys, guys out there, guys fun, guys putting their personal stuff up on Twitter. Ebron, Glover, Golden, TJ, they're all gone. Are the Lions going to trade Snacks Harrison? Is he going to force their hand? Is he going to put something out on Twitter that he wants out of here? He hasn't done it yet. I don't think he's wrong for what he's saying. I also think this fan, Elvin, told him, hey, look, you signed your deal. I see that side, too. I think Darius Slay is going to be back in July. I don't think Snacks Harrison is going to show up for training camp. I think this is going to be a long process. That's my guess. And this is how I feel. All right, somebody's ringing the hotline here and calling me. Uh-oh, I recognize this number, I think. Hello?
Hey, what's up, Matt Derry? You know who it is?
Oh, God.
That's right. Angry Lions fan. The original. No matter what Mike Lento says.
How'd you get my number?
Well, I just stopped at a truck stop and it was written on the bathroom wall. Sit for a great time. Call this number. And it ended up being you. Damn false advertisement.
So what's going on, dude? How you been?
Great. I don't know. What about you?
Well, we're talking about Snacks Harrison, and I've been told by some sources you're none too pleased with this current situation.
Snacks Harrison is a big-ass baby. Grown-ass man on Twitter like he's a freaking Kardashian right there with his thumbs, right? Snacks needs a Snickers. Sounds like Roseanne Barr chasing sleeping pills down with 50-count giant packs of Pixie Sticks and Joel Cola. It drives me nuts.
It sounds, Alf, it sounds like, we're talking to Angry Lions fans, by the way. You remember him from calling in to our 105.1 show, always fired up, always angry.
Mother scratching gangster.
Let's call this what it is. I said it before you just came on here and called in, and we appreciate it. Snacks Harrison may be trying to get out of town. You want him out of town?
Ship him. Put a freaking FedEx sticker on him, boom, ship him.
Ship him? So go through this scenario for me. Let's say they ship him because he's unhappy and he's going off on Twitter. Then Ed Oliver, you know, kicks ass for Buffalo. That would have been your defensive tackle if you would have drafted him at number 8. That's not going to make the organization look very good.
When has the organization ever looked good, Matt Derry? Right? Here's the thing. The only way to be a successful, happy, lifelong Lions fan is not to care. Because when you care, you end up like me. Gonna have a heart attack, God bless America. Martha Ford, Rod Wood. Who cares? They're all gonna screw up.
What side are you on here?
I'm on the side of everybody's gonna screw up. We don't need to have a little Hard Knocks. We've got a shit show in Allen Park on the regular. Ratings through the roof every day.
So you want Snacks out. What about Darius Slay?
I like Darius Slay. Even if his wife did block me on the Twitter.
She did?
She can't handle the truth, Matt Derry.
Well, what should the Lions do about Snacks? Do they tell him to cut it out? I mean, it is his Twitter feed. He can kind of do what he wants.
I don't know. Maybe get him a room with TJ Lang and they can have their own little podcast talking with TJ, talk about Fruit Loops and Cheerios. I don't know. Candy show. Do something with your life. Tweeting on Twitter. Nonsense, Matt Derry. Whole bunch of nonsense going on in Allen Park right now.
But it's not going on in Allen Park. This is going on in Snacks' house.
Yeah, well, Allen Park. I don't know, man. Barry Radwood. Whose fault is it? I don't know. Is it the Lions, you know, being Jack Wagons to Snack? Or is it Snacks just being a pain in the, you know, words I can't say. Wait, we're not on the radio right now. Pain in the ass, Matt Derry. This is just dumb. This is just ridiculous. Like, give Calvin Johnson his money, whatever. Pay Snacks his money. Pay Slay his money. Shut up and play some freaking football. Bunch of candy asses in Allen Park. Detroit snowflakes.
All right, Alf. Trades, you want Snacks Harrison out of town. What are we getting back?
Here's the deal, Major. You got two choices. Pay the man or ship him out of town. This freaking Twitter nonsense. We might have a good thing going this season, but now we look like a bunch of jackwagons.
It certainly
is. So who's going to want to come to this organization? Snacks Harrison, arguably one of the best defensive players in the game, right? Best run stopper in the game. Gets traded here. Everybody's, Lions, miraculous trade, miraculous trade. Now we look like a bunch of freaks because we can't keep our house clean. Who wants to come here? Who wants to come to this shit show? But yeah, I still got my tickets for next year because you know it's true, man. Ooh, 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 I love the Lions.
Goodbye. Oh, wow, a visit from Angry Lions fan. Oh, geez, we hadn't heard from Alf in a very long time going back to our Detroit Sports 105.1 days. Thank you, Alf, for calling in. He's fired up. Fired up. I don't know what side he was on. He was all over the place. Man, I love hearing Alf's voice. Hey, today's show here on Locked On Lions brought to you by Grip 6 Belts. Ultra lightweight with no holes, no flap. And it's a great Father's Day gift. Go to Grip 6. They've got great special offers just for you if you go to grip6.com/lockedon. That's grip6.com/lockedon. All right, we're back on Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network, a special Friday edition, mini camp in the books. Of course, no Darius Slay. All week, no Snacks Harrison. We went through the snack saga. I don't know. I have a bad feeling about Snacks and seeing him in a Lions uniform in the fall. It's just a gut feeling. I see what he's doing. I get it. He's unhappy. He's underpaid. Took to Twitter yesterday. I just wonder if he looks up and says, I want out of here. So what's the best move? Oh, start putting my dirty laundry out on social media. My organization doesn't like that. Maybe that'll get me out of here. Just a guess. Jalen Tease-Tabor had a really, really strong OTAs and first day of minicamp. Had an interception on Tuesday. And we were talking the other day. He talked about how he's maturing and he's listening to his coaches and he's taking everything in. And we're like, all right, now this is good. Maybe Tease-Tabor is finally getting there, turning the corner. And with Darius Slay on this sort of pseudo holdout, the Lions need the third-year cornerback now to step up and play well. And I lauded him the other day on the pod. The other day, Tabor was terrible. I guess he had two terrible days in minicamp on Wednesday, beaten deep by Chris Lacy Wednesday and Thursday, and did not play well. So Tabor was interviewed Wednesday. So remember, earlier in the week it was, I'm learning, I'm maturing. I get it now. I understand what I need to do and listen to the coaches and really soak it all in. You're like, all right, this kid gets it. Then Wednesday it's, quote, I ain't doing too good right now. There are a lot of things that I need to work on still, and I'm glad the offense is giving me a great look out here so I can work on a lot of things. I just really want to stay low because I really haven't done anything yet. I don't really have any business talking yet. I don't really know anything. I haven't made any plays, so I don't need to be talking. End quote. Oh my God. What is this? How do I do a complete 180 on this kid? Right? Well, I love the self-awareness here and the honesty. But what happened to, I'm maturing and I'm getting better? What happened to that? You know, I get that he's accountable for his actions, but now he's... So he went from I'm maturing and getting better, and he looked great at OTAs, and he played well Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Thursday was a complete and utter shit show. And he admitted, I ain't doing too good right now. What an absolute roller coaster the Tease-Tabor experience is. Incredible. Now, at least he's admitting he's not playing well. But you want to talk about a key... would Bob... If this continues in the preseason, let's just say he's terrible and he keeps getting beat, would Bob Quinn cut this guy? Because it's obvious he's just not performing. We could talk about maturity. We could talk about guys getting it. We could talk about guys being accountable, which it sounds like Tease-Tabor is, and that's cool and everything. But what's going to happen? Kyle Meinke had a tweet yesterday. Tease-Tabor had yet another interception today, but he was also beaten deep not once, not twice, but three times by Andy Jones. Not what you're looking for. He's not performing. Might be maturing. Might be looking good. Might be getting better, a little better, when it comes to growing up. But as far as his acumen on the field and just his resume, it's not getting any better. Two very bad days of minicamp for Tease-Tabor, the cornerback. Keep your eye certainly on that. Again, you can listen to us on the Himalaya app. Check it out. It's new, free, super easy to use. It's every single podcast you love or you're searching for. Personally curated playlists made just for you by our expert podcast tastemakers. Find and download Himalaya on the App Store or Google Play Store. And don't forget to follow Locked On Lions once you're there. All right, folks, so the Lions have signed Jermaine Kearse, wide receiver, free agent wide receiver, formerly of the Seattle Seahawks and the New York Jets. 6'1", 209 pounds, age 29. Gets a one-year contract to come to the Lions. There was some talk about whether or not Jermaine Kearse was going to sign with the Lions. He had come into town, and they could not agree on contract terms before, a couple of weeks ago. Now he gets a one-year deal for basically the veteran's minimum, just around $1 million. It's a good depth signing. And we talked about this before. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, this is great. Jermaine Kearse last year with the Jets played in 14 games, only caught 37 passes for 371 yards and one touchdown. His numbers went way down from 2017. And after the season, Kearse basically blamed Jeremy Bates, the offensive coordinator, and said, you know, the offense wasn't suited for him or pretty much anybody else, and put a lot of it on the OC. And the Jets, you know, he wasn't coming back. It's now June 7th, and Jermaine Kearse has finally found a home. If you recall, Jermaine Kearse played with and for Daryl Bevell, the Lions offensive coordinator, while in Seattle, where Kearse spent the first 5 years of his career from 2012 to 2016. He had the big catch in the Super Bowl in 2014 that got the Seahawks down there against the Patriots before they forgot to hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch. And it's funny, yesterday Matt Patricia was asked about that juggling catch over Malcolm Butler, the helmet catch, part two for Jermaine Kearse. And Patricia said, yeah, that was great, except let's move on. And, you know, Kearse is saying all the right things. Look, the Lions right now have three receivers that you know will be on the field and will be out there, excuse me, most of the time. And those three guys are Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, and Danny Amendola. As far as the rest of the depth chart, you're looking at Tommy Lee Lewis, who the team signed in free agency from the Saints, and there's no guarantee that he makes the team. Travis Fulgham, the sixth-round pick, is a guy that I think the Lions like a lot and maybe has a chance, maybe could be a practice squad guy the first year. You never know. Brandon Powell is a guy that's played pretty well on and off, both in practice and in the preseason. Chris Lacy, Andy Jones. But Jermaine Kearse does give this team a veteran presence and a guy that maybe can, you know, is a slant guy, good hands, decent hands. His best years are behind him. But this team, as Dave Burkett pointed out, doesn't have great depth at wide receiver. So adding a guy like Jermaine Kearse, I think it's probably 50-50, 60-40, he makes the team. If he shows that he's 29 and can't get past NFL cornerbacks anymore, you cut him. It's not like you're paying him a ton of money. He's making the veterans minimum, just over $1 million. So, he's had good years. He knows the system under Daryl Bevell, and I think it's a good depth signing, and we'll see if he can come in here and make some plays and have a five-touchdown season like he had in 2017 with the Jets, 2015 with the Seahawks. He had nearly 800 receiving or over 800 receiving yards 2 years ago with New York. Good guy, good in the locker room, and I like the move by the Lions. And again, it didn't cost all that much. All right, there you go for Locked On Lions special Friday morning edition. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to Angry Lions fan for calling in. It was great to hear from him. We'll talk to you again next week.